Thank you very much for choosing us. We are joined by Thuli Gagaza as we dive into the unspoken childhood trauma and parenting. Thuli, welcome to Rise.
Thank you, Thuli. Thanks for having me.
Very important conversation we're having today, a very needed one as well, because I think there's a lot of people who don't realize that they are inflicting their own childhood trauma onto their children.
That's very true.
How can I help my child navigate my feelings when I am not able to navigate my own feelings, Thuli?
Well, that's a tough one, right? Because, you know, there's a saying that goes, it's important to heal so that your children don't have to heal from you as a parent, right? And so what it speaks to is basically learning to understand and identify what are your triggers, what are your childhood wounds, and how are those re-manifesting through your own child. Children are triggering, guys. It's similar to like relationships. That when we're in these spaces where we're responsible and accountable, we tend to have things that we've tried to push down start to come back to the surface because we're not living in isolation.
I mean, there's a lot of parents that carry unresolved trauma without even realizing it. So what would be some of the signs that a parent might be parenting from a place of unhealed pain?
It's yelling. It starts with yelling. Yelling comes first to my mind because, you know, when I work with young people, that's quite a common one. It's the reactiveness of parents. In trauma work, we call it being charged or suppressed emotional charges.
Yeah.
So it is a certain sound triggers you into a certain reactiveness or response. So your child, you send them, you know, they're young, you send them to the kitchen to put away the cup. They drop the cup. You make a big fuss out of it as if mistakes don't happen. If you were to pause, does the reaction really suit the mistake? And you'd find no, right? Mm-hmm. So it's about constantly finding yourself to be charged up, easily reactive. You don't really listen. You it's your way or the highway. There is no child has views here. Mm-hmm. There is no child has an opinion, anything to share here. It's your way or the highway. And again, when working with people or dealing with individuals, even in our own homes, it requires the environment to be mutually beneficial. We can learn things from our children if we take the time to hear them out.
Ooh, love that. And well, I wonder, Thuli, if it's not some sort of stigma, especially around the Black community. I mean, I remember when I was still living at home and my mom would say mm-hmm. something I was not okay with, I would answer back and say, but I don't like so-and-so. And she would say, you know, nidabantwana ba this generation, angin understand. You guys niyaphendvula when you're not supposed to. Mine, my mom would say anything, and anything she said was okay because she's my mom at the end of the day. How do we break that cycle of you cannot have an answer for what I just told you, whether you like it or not? That is what it is.
I love this question. And you know, what it boils down to, again, through experience with family therapy, with parent and child, what I often find or what the question I always ask is, did you like how you were parented? Yeah, well, it worked for me. See, that's a reactive response. And you're not answering the question. Are you happy with how you were parented? Of course, no one's going to be 100% happy with how they're parented. But it's about, if you didn't like that your parent threw a shoe at you, why are you throwing shoes at yours? It's a trauma response. It's a learned dysfunctional behavior.
Yeah.
What if you spoke well and you'd get a better outcome? With Emma 2000, you know, it's quite common that they prefer, and they're quite stern and overly opinionated too, I might add, right? So we must be open-minded to, you know, reconnecting and engaging with each generation and understanding that your children are not the same. They come from your one womb, I get it.
Yeah.
But they're not the same. They have their own individuality, their own sense of autonomy. And if you allow yourself to pay attention to them, you could learn a thing or two. If you open up yourself to hear them, they can help guide you in terms of how they want to be parented. The constant yelling and shouting when people make mistakes teaches your children that it's not okay to fail.
Yeah.
And therefore, they never learn how to be resilient, and they find themselves overly sensitive or easily triggered within their environments. It often comes with a lot of social anxiety in the long run.
Absolutely, I agree with that. I mean, for parents who are listening and going through the same situation, where do they start? Where can they reach out?
They start with therapy. Yes, I'm a trauma counselor, so I'll always start there.
Yeah.
It starts with therapy, but also, you know, have the uncomfortable conversations with your siblings. Sometimes, you know, in shared engagement, there's something called a shared trauma where we experience the same, we're all in it together, so to speak, right? So if you're to engage with your siblings, you might find, hey guys, Mara, you know, that time we were kicked out of the house and we slept outside in the rain because Umama was upset. It was traumatic, hey? You know, just learning to kind of reflect and not dwell, but learning to reflect on how things were growing up. What did you like? What worked? What didn't work? What key lessons and learnings can you take from that? And we can learn something significant through trauma. I call it unfortunate opportunities. But also just the things that work, you take with you. The things that didn't work, you need to unlearn and find a better way to communicate and express with your child. But please, Families South Africa, free services are there, FAMSA. Families South Africa is helpful for such. I'm also a counselor. I'm accessible to such. We can do online sessions. But the conversations need to be held, guys. Honestly, the parenting thing is not easy. And we're now coming to terms with the reality that doing this thing alone is also not easy. So those kind of experiences come with their own respective traumas. And as long as we don't talk about the things that hurt us, they remain suppressed and they repeat themselves through generational trauma.
Absolutely. Thuli, let's park it here for today. Thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Thank you so much, Thuli.
Oh, man. Childhood trauma, having to deal with that when you are a parent yourself can be quite difficult. So, you know, Thuli says it all the time. There's a lot of Thulis around the world. Find yours. It's Rise FM Mid-Morning. Thank you very much for choosing us. Good morning. You look at me like I ain't lost enough bets. I bet on you. I bet on you and actually wasn't upset. Don't look at me.